So many of us are building brands in different scopes and sizes and shapes of that brand with different objectives and key trajectories in mind. But if you're not at least thinking about your brand, which is equated to your community, which is that which surrounds you, the people and the ideas that will help to expand you, then you are not doing everything that you can to be your higher self, your best self of helping others and allowing others to help you, both giving everyone capability to be at their highest self, because we're able and capable of helping others, whether you're receiving it, giving it, or people are witnessing it, we're closest to God. We're going to get started with the heartbeat of your brand training. 28 years been doing this and blessed to be here again on Thursday for my Friday training. We've all been taught that branding is what people see. Our logo, our colors, our captions, our font, our profile polish. And this meaning is attributed to our brand, which is how we build our community. But our real brand is more than this. It's what people feel when we show up. It's the energy we carry. It's the truth we operate from. And the forgiveness when we misguide our steps away from that truth. It's also the story that people walk away from, repeating to themselves after they engage with us. Visibility without emotion is just noise. What we're building isn't attention, it's affinity. And affinity comes from authentic and essence storytelling that stays consistent across every touch point in person, on the phone, via email, from our short form videos to those newsletters on our email, to our funnels and our websites, even our one-on-one conversations. When our story is not only authentic, it's at our essence, at our truth. And the experience, the feelings, beliefs, ideas that we create are aligned with not only that authenticity, but with our frequency, our essence. Our brand becomes stronger. It widens its spectrum and it clarifies its message. In other words, it becomes the ultimate community builder, a magnet, not a billboard. If anybody would like the guides and exercises from today, just as a reminder, you just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. I'm happy to send them to you. david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number one, our brand isn't visual at first. It's story first, not visual first. If we lead with the polish instead of the essence, if we lead with the polish instead of the truth, we create visibility without feeling. We put no energy in motion. There is no emotion. What we want isn't necessarily attention, it's affinity. And affinity is built through the story that is intentional in its authenticity and its frequency. We post clean graphics and quote-unquote professional captions, but our audience doesn't remember us because nothing connects emotionally or personally that logic can justify, because people will connect on emotion for logical reasons, for the polish. It is our brand that isn't what we say we are. If our brand isn't what we say we are, it's what people feel about us. It's the emotions, the energy emotions, and these feelings are built from the stories that resonate with them. Either they agree strongly or even disagree strongly, but both have equal frequency and both help to build your community and your brand. One will gather more people like frequency and the other will protect you from it. We want to know and apply our why, our essence, our affinity. We need to explain what we've lived, what we've learned, and now we must mentor, giving the steps to get to where we are. We need to teach the direction to get to how we are, and coach to bring the best out of other people to get to where we are. When we have recent wins and recent struggles, we should notate the stories that we can share to help other people with their wins and their struggles, to shorten the distance of resistance, the lapse of time that exists between the struggle and the win, the struggle and the lesson, the struggle and the solution, which are all one. It's just a lapse of time until we find it. When we audit our content with a fine-tooth comb of credibility under the guise of authenticity and essence, we can actually construct a feeling or determine, is this just information? Is it emotion or is it information? When we can decipher between the two, we can find the difference between attention and intention, which will facilitate to make easy the building of our community. Because our brand isn't visual first, it's emotion through story first, to resonate, strongly agree or strongly disagree with our community. Remember lesson number one, our brand is not visual first, it's story first. And if you like the lessons, it's david@dmeltzer.com, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number two, brand equals our story plus our essence, the truth, plus our experience. So the entirety of the brand will be not only the story, but the essence and truth of the story and the experience in which we can share. If our story, our behavior, and our audience's experience don't align, there will be a separation. There will be a credibility issue. Trust will break. And without credibility, people will start looking for other reasons why you're not credible. They won't trust you. And without that trust, our content will just fall into the background of noise, like the millions of other people that wonder why their content is not resonating with people, why people don't strongly feel anything when they visualize them or encounter them. We say we value service. We say we value integrity. But our communications feel pushy. Our replies are inconsistent at best. And we leave people feeling sold, not supported. You want to shop with your friends, not sell to them. And in that support, you can find the lessons, the light, and the love. When our story equates to our why, and we apply that why to our story, our essence, our affinity, our truth will explain how we operate. They'll explain the steps in which we can teach as a mentor and coach to bring the best out of people for our experience of how people feel after they engage in our community and our brand, and they align with us. Our brand becomes felt before it becomes understood. I'll repeat that. Our brand becomes felt before it becomes understood. We need anchors. We need anchors to help with the story, the truth, and the experience that equal our brand. Within the context of the anchor of the story, why we do it. Apply our why to the story. Connect to people emotionally with the application of the infinite, the why, the infinite intelligence, the infinite intuition, the intuitive inspiration and energy that you have. The second anchor, the truth, our essence. Be vulnerable. Talk about the struggle and the lapse of time that it took to find the solution in that struggle, which is now called a resolution or a resolution of how we do it. And then finally, anchor into the experience. Go ahead and articulate how people should feel. Should they have a need to be offended, a need to be separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, worried? Go ahead. Enjoy and collaborate in that experience of how they feel and leave them feeling better. Make sure you define those anchors of story, of truth, and experience that builds the brand. Try to use one word to help people identify the feeling that we want to create. Seen, empowered, calm, inspired. Bring clarity and harmony to what you are building. Bring clarity and harmony to a brand. If your brand is about experiential, is it about business development, is it about post-production content for others to be seen, empowered, inspired? We must constantly adapt and adopt to the circumstances of the day, updating our own brand and how we present ourselves to reflect the same anchors of our story, our truth, and our experience, which is constantly evolving because we're constantly learning. Lesson number two, our brand equals our story, our essence, our truth, and our experience. If you'd like these lessons, like I said, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number three of heartbeat of your brand. Our frequency, our vibration, which is equated to our awareness, because we cannot be aware of anything that vibrates equal to or less than us. Our frequency will speak before our words. When you walk into a room, people will feel you before they hear you. And a lot of times, even if we're speaking, it's not what we say, it's what they hear. Because our frequency speaks before our words. People sense our energy before they analyze our message. It is the ambassador of first impressions. If our tone, if our energy, if our frequency is inconsistent, if it's rushed or trend chasing, our audience feels it. Conflict. It feels the interference. It feels the friction, even if the content is exceptionally good. It does not matter if your energy, your frequency is not aligned. I remember walking into a family function and I could feel my energy being off. My frequency was not there. I was worried about the family function and being triggered by the people who had installed the buttons that trigger me. I remember walking in and my mom's back was not faced towards me. And my nephew looked at me, who normally, when he immediately sees me, lights up and runs to me, gives me a hug, but nothing happened. My mom didn't turn around when I got there. My nephew looked right through me, did not even acknowledge me. Nobody, in fact, in the room acknowledged me. So I turned around because I knew our frequency speaks before our words. And I wanted to re-engineer, to adjust my frequency, my vibration, my energy. So I went outside and I stopped and I breathed and I dropped and I recollected and reminded and remembered with my source, my infinite source of energy, of emotion, of intuition, intelligence, and inspiration. And when I felt my frequency revive, I walked back into the family function. And my mom immediately spun around and smiled. My nephew gave me direct eye contact, ran up to me and gave me a hug. It was living proof that our frequency speaks before our words. So many times I see people posting motivational clips, but the comments, our comments and DMs feel curt or transactional, or maybe they're fake. So our audience gets a mixed frequency, a mixed signal that creates separation, not adaptation or adoption. We need to be very conscious and intentional about our frequency because it speaks before our words. Our brand, which must stay authentic to us, consistent, but also must operate at our essence. In other words, our brand operates at a frequency. And what we say and what we do and what we think and what we feel and what we believe don't match. Or when they do match, our trust and our credibility will be elevated or depreciated accordingly. We can, through our frequency, raise the credibility. We can clarify the message, the words. We can strengthen our signal, broaden our spectrum, so the reach is exponential, which will allow our brand to become a magnet, not a billboard. Make sure that you create frequency rules, guidelines, frameworks for yourself, and utilize those just like you would your color scheme in a brand chart. Make sure you know your frequency rules of your brand to follow every single time. Gratitude, forgiveness, accountability, effective communication. What are your frequency rules? I know mine, and I articulate them every day, and I use it as a fine-tooth comb to make sure that my frequency matches my brand, my authenticity, and my essence, my frequency of that brand. Use a simple consistency checklist for my content, for your content. Use it for your tone. Use it for the promise. Use it for your call to action. Use it for the articulation of the value and the value alignment. A simple checklist will make sure that you remind, remember, and recollect that your frequency speaks before your words. Before sharing your content, whether it's in person on the phone, email, or posting it on social media, ask, does this feel like my brand or like someone else's or worse, everyone else's? Know your frequency. Live with the rules and the checklist to make sure you're on point because your frequency will speak before a word is spoken. If you'd like the lessons or the guides, just email me, david@demeltzer.com. david@demeltzer.com. Lesson number 4. Our story, our frequency, our essence, and our affinity must live everywhere. Not just in the pretty places. Not just in the communities where everybody loves you. It must live everywhere. If our story only shows up on one platform or in one group or at one stage, one dinner, one meetup, one holding court, but it disappears everywhere else. If our story disappears in our funnel or in our website, in our emails, in our stages and our meetups and holding courts and our interviews, you will lose the enjoyment of the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential, which equates to the authentic essence of your momentum, your energy in motion for the moment and momentum. People will not follow brands. They won't, but they will narratives, and you control your narrative. I'll repeat that. People will not follow brands, but they will follow narratives, and you control your narrative. In person, on the phone, via email, and social media. Control your narrative everywhere, not just in the pretty places. Our content is personal and authentic. But other places, we look generic. The sequence feels like somebody else wrote it or somebody else is answering it. This will create more interference. We're afraid what people will think when we don't know what we think, let alone what other people think we think. You must trust the frequency. You must trust your story. You must trust your essence. You must bind your frequency so that everything feels the same and the story is the same everywhere. Every asset that you create belongs to your story. Every asset that you create belongs to your story. It is no wonder that you have incongruency with all the different content that you have on all the different platforms, comments, remarks, postings, etc. They all should feel the same. They should be your truth, your frequency. They should be not only authentic, meaning true to the colors and the fonts and the consistency, but they should be at your essence. They should tell your story everywhere. If you can't write in one sentence your brand story, not a slogan. If you can't write in one sentence your brand story, I'm on a mission to empower over a billion people to be happy. Slogan to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. Write a one sentence brand story that you can put everywhere, not just in the pretty places. Add a sentence to the brand story that is a headline, that is a hook, that is a common thread. Make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Build these stories together with your brand and your slogan, with your moniker. When we start to build these story threads, we can start to surround them with core moments and stories that we can reuse across all channels. Talking about your jacket, talking about the way you grew up, talking about losing everything, talking about whatever it is that is your core moments and the meaning that you now give it aligned with your brand, with where you want to be or better. Our story must live everywhere, but not just in the pretty places, not just in the easy places. It must be consistent and persistent in the pursuit of our essence. Every asset will belong to our story, to that essence. Once again, if you'd like the exercises and guides from today, this training, david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number 5. Short form video is our story amplified. So when we capture our content, our essence, our brand, we now need to modify it, amplify it, and then it's perpetuated. This modified content compresses trust faster than anything else today, because not only does it carry the tone, the presence, but it carries the emotion in a better way than ever before possible. If we only look polished without feeling human, people will continually scroll. It is the truth that vibrates the fastest. It is the vibration that determines the awareness. People can only be aware of that which vibrates equal to or less than them, or people will scroll. We need to make sure that we post the correct content that's modified correctly and amplified correctly with the right captions and tone and colors and most importantly, essence or frequency. But when we do post and our audience doesn't connect, because they don't hear our voice, see our face, or feel our conviction, because we are not aligned with where we want to be and the meaning of our past, of where we were and what we've learned. This connection isn't built through polish. It is built through truth, through affinity, through your essence. And your content will deliver this truth at its full strength, full spectrum, with great clarity and volume. We need to use repeatable, consistent formatting, stimulating interest, transitioning interest, and sharing a truthful vision. With that truth, the lesson, and the invitation that already knows their limitations. We need to share the origin moment, the story about the one client, student transformation each and every week. We need to tell about the growth. We need to talk about the lapse of time between the struggle and the solution to explain the value of the resolution, the resolution. When we use these content to amplify our story, we aim for the emotion, for the energy and motion with clarity, with balance, with harmony and focus. The clarity of one feeling, one takeaway, one call to action. Be definite in your purpose when you are creating content, capturing it. Be intentional when you're modifying it. Be intentional when you're amplifying it. And be intentional when you create your social silo for the algorithm to feed a larger audience in a perpetual silo, a perpetual way. Remember one feeling, one takeaway, one call to action. Remember lesson five, that your content is our own story amplified in its essence. If you'd like this, my call to action, speaking of which, is to email me, david@dmeltzer.com. The sixth lesson is our mediums must match our message. When we talk about capturing, modifying, amplifying, and perpetuating, if we put it into the wrong medium that doesn't match our message, it will go unseen, unheard, and just doom scrolled. The right message in the wrong medium will get lost every time. Not understanding the mediums is just as determinative of your success as the right message. The clarity, the balance, the harmony, and focus depends on a cultural fit as well as a channel fit. And our story will land differently depending on where and how we share it. We must understand the mediums as much as our message. We must understand the culture as much as our message. We must understand the channel fit as much as our message. Understanding short, long form, understanding the nuances of our story and our content, whether or not it belongs in person, on the phone, via email, social media, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, emotional proof thrives with your content. Sensitive negotiations belong in person. Same idea, different wrappers. We want to make sure we put the right wrapper on our ideas so more people eat the candy. Efficiencies will arise when our mediums aligned with our shared vision, our emotion, our energy and motion. Being in person, face to face, still carries unmasked emotional bandwidth. Why aren't you capturing more of what you're doing in person? Why aren't you modifying it? Why aren't you amplifying it? And certainly, why aren't you perpetuating it? A living legacy of a monetized information system that is available to everybody with an accessible community of 7.6 billion people. Are you kidding me? Our medium must match our message, though. We must choose our channels by our objectives. We must be definite in our purpose. If our channel is one in which allows us to persuade people, for example, live and video will persuade people better than to inform them, which I use email and documentation to inform people. Or maybe we're looking as an objective or incentive to utilize a channel to rally people using information systems like Slack or Twitter or Lives or Reddit. You need to be a fine-tuning channel. You need to tune for your community through your frequency, through your vibration. You want the strongest signal. You want the widest spectrum. You want the clearest message, and you're not going to get it unless you adjust the tone, the visuals, the pace for the demographic, the age, the audience, the cultural fit, in order to facilitate, to make easy the message. But if the medium doesn't match our message, it will never be heard. We need to create our stories with different versions. You need to have a 30-second version. You got to have a LinkedIn version. You need to have a short email version. All the same truths. All different wrappers, different deliveries. Don't try to deliver a message on the wrong medium. It's like delivering perishables in a sauna. If you need a refrigerated truck, then make sure that you put the appropriate product in a refrigerated truck, not in a sauna. The message will never be delivered. Deliver your messages with the strength and the spectrum and the clarity that it deserves at your frequency to build a community of people that want to help each other and know people that will help each other. If you like the exercises, guides, and trainings from today, my call to action, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Our heartbeat is our brand, but the heartbeat of our brand is not our logos, our colors, our captions, or polish. Our brand is not visual at first. It's all story to make people feel. Our brand will equal those stories plus the essence, the truth, and the experience of sharing it. Our frequency, our vibration, our essence, our affinity will speak far beyond but before our words. And that story must live everywhere, not just in pretty places. Because our content is our story, is our essence, is our frequency. And it is amplified and perpetuated forever for the accessibility of 7.6 billion people. But remember, with all the mediums out there and all the noise, all the messages out there, that our mediums must match our message. It has to have a cultural fit, a channel fit, or it's going to land differently. Make sure it has the right wrapper. Make sure it's in the right truck. Because at the end of the day, our brand isn't our Instagram feed. It's the narrative. People carry it in their minds and in their hearts about us. It's the frequency behind our words, the consistency behind our actions and our thoughts and our feelings and beliefs. And it's the essence, the frequency, the trust that we earn through authentic presence and essence presence over time, consistently, every day, persistently, without quit, in the pursuit of our truth, in the pursuit of our potential. When we stop chasing trends and we start telling our truth, the same true story, on every channel, in every format, with the same aligned energy, frequency, and vibration, we create something that will aggregate, accelerate, and compound exponentially. Because connection is currency. Currency is energy in motion. It's in the current. Currency is energy in motion. That's why information and money are currencies. because those connections are in the current, in the emotion. People do business with people that they trust. People trust stories that they can feel, that they strongly agree with, or believe it or not, strongly disagree with. And when we commit to telling our stories with clarity, balance, harmony, and truth in a consistent way, everywhere, we don't just get seen. We get remembered, recollected, and reminded. And our brand will grow. Our community will grow with the right people in a divine direction, exponentially. This is the heartbeat of our brand. This has been the heartbeat of our brand training. If you'd like the guides, exercise, or training, david@dmeltzer.com. That's my call to action. david@dmeltzer.com. Please order Don't Do Business with Dicks, How to Ditch Toxicity and Align Yourself with Positive Influences. This is a positive book with a great title. Order it. Let me know you ordered it. Don't prove it to me. Just let me know. I'll send you my other books. I'll sign them, send them, pay for shipping in them. Yeah, just go ahead. Let me know you ordered Don't Do Business with Dicks. I'd appreciate the support in our community. I feel as if it's aligned with our mission of empowering over a billion people to be happy. Once again, if you'd like the exercises and guides for the heartbeat of our brand, please email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.